Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Eric Zorn is here so that his praises will be sung about. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Nice to see you.
I have heard reports that we've created a new earworm with that particular theme.
Oh, yeah. Theme. Sure.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
I am really glad to hear that.
Congratulations.
Can I tell you guys a story of what happened to me?
Please.
Last weekend?
Yeah.
I was traveling across the country. I think I even maybe mentioned this in another context last week. We were talking about locator apps, and I was letting my wife follow me on the phone exactly where we were at all times so she could see when we pulled off to get gas and coffee and so on. Anyway, we're on this trip. One of the legs of the trip, and the friend I was traveling with, he has a weekend home in the Berkshire Mountains up there in Western Mass. And we arrived late at night, and he pulled and said, it's mud time, but I think we'll be fine on the driveway here. So he pulled into the driveway. Next morning, we're getting ready to go out for our long drive of the day back to over to Cleveland. And we back up, and all of a sudden the wheel starts spinning. And he goes, oh, I got a shovel here. We'll dig ourselves out, start digging out. And we just dug ourselves in deeper and deeper into the mud. And this happens famously happens in New England. I suppose it happens everywhere. But, the ground seems kind of firm, but you push down into it, and it's mud down, a foot down or more. So, we tried digging out. Ultimately, we called AAA. My friend has a AAA card. They come out. The guy was really pleasant. He hooked us up to a winch. And I said, you get this a lot? And he goes, oh, this time of year, all the time. And he's like, pulled us out. And then he said, he drove up to the top of the driveway to make sure we got out. And then we are pulling out. And he's sort of standing there by the side of the road going, everything okay? And we said, yeah, great, thanks. We drive off. And then about 2 minutes later, we both of us thought, wait a minute. That was a tipping situation, wasn't it?
Oh, sure it was. You have to tip on that.
That was a tipping situation.
Yeah, but then why do you pay for the fees?
Well, it's you pay, what is it, I think 70, 80 bucks a year.
But that goes to the parent company, not to the guy who's probably paid hourly, right?
Well, it goes to AAA, and then AAA reimburses the towing company, who then pays the driver.
But I never have cash on me for those instances. I never do. Will he take a debit card?
I bet he might. I'd like to know. So anyway, we talked.
He stall a couple of extra seconds as if to say this would be the time that you might want to.
In retrospect, we were thinking, like, what a nice guy. He's making sure that we get out of the.
Oh, yeah,
but
right.
It's kind of, you think about it, it's kind of obtuse, like the hotel guest who the doorman is standing there, the bellhop.
Yeah.
And says, will that be all, sir? Wow, that guy is so efficient. No, that'll be it. Go away. And the guy is waiting for his tip.
So, do you let people at a hotel take your luggage? Because I don't. I just go get a cart and do it myself.
Well, it's on wheels, so you don't really need anyone to do that.
I mean, I guess.
Like, I know you
have a family
just
trip.
Your shoes alone, right?
Yeah,
but,
right.
Who's the woman with all the shoes?
Imelda Marcos.
Imelda Marcos, right. So I put this, so we were talking about this, and I said, look, he said, was that a tipping situation we were talking about? So I put it out on Facebook, and the response was pretty strong that, yeah, we should have tipped him, we should have thrown 20 at him. But I reported this out. I did a column on it for Sunday about this, that particular dilemma and some other things with tipping. And I actually called I asked AAA, I said, are you supposed to tip? And of course, the answer is they're very diplomatic. They say, well, tipping is not necessary. Tipping
right.
is, you pay for our, and of course they would say that, right?
Sure.
AAA, the corporate people.
Yeah.
So then I called the actual company that towed us out. I said, and the guy wasn't around. I couldn't talk to him.
You got his name, obviously.
My friend did.
Okay.
And so he's going to send him. We agreed to abide by the ruling of the Facebook community, and the Facebook community said 20 bucks, so 20 bucks it will be. But they said the same kind of diplomatic thing, like, well, it's not necessary. People do, but it's not necessary. Unlike at a restaurant, where yes, you obviously have to tip.
Oh, yeah.
A server at a restaurant, they're paid sub-minimum
Although
wage.
Some restaurants are rethinking that. There've
right.
been in the last year or so a bunch of restaurants saying, we're going to try this, no tipping at our
Joe's
restaurant.
Crab Shack. Remember,
That's
I went
one.
There,
yeah.
And then I said, oh, the tip is included, and the waitress said, well, if you'd like to tip on your own. And I'm like, well, that kind of defeats the whole purpose of this.
Yeah.
It does. Well, I feel like there is a a definite resistance that people feel about, you know, all the people putting out tip jars now, you know, at the,
baristas
and at
ice cream places,
counter service, ice cream places, all those places. Yeah.
Panda Express, the drive-thru, yeah. There was a cup. I said, really?
Yeah.
At the drive-thru, I had not heard about that. And at some point, people are like, say, look, I'm not cheap. I just, I'm glad to, most people say, like, I'm glad to tip at a restaurant. But as long as I know the situation and I'm only supposed to tip, but there are all these situations that first of all, it seems like the person is just doing what people have done for years without tips.
Right.
Suddenly they want tips for it.
Right.
And there's also this question of not knowing, am I doing the right thing, the wrong thing? If it's just like, if it was just accepted, just standard that they would do it. So I put some questions out. I have a survey. That, you know, to talk about, well, so, some of the issues are, one of them has to do with hotel housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Do you leave a tip for the hotel housekeeper?
So if you're there, not for a night, but let's say you're there for an extended stay, four nights, five nights a week or something like that, a lot of places leave an envelope with the housekeeper's name.
Yeah.
As if to say, you want to leave an extra
20
or 30?
Funny thing is I always leave a tip. I always leave five for no matter where I stay.
For the whole stay or per night?
No, per night.
Per night.
Per night.
Okay.
I just always like leave a five by the TV and with a little note saying thanks.
Yeah.
But some reason, something it makes me balk about an envelope there telling you should do
this.
Yeah,
I've never seen an envelope.
Oh, yeah.
See, Bill stays in nicer places than you.
Yeah, all five-star resorts.
But, you know, in a way, there should be an envelope because for years I didn't know you tipped those people.
Yeah.
And we put a 20 down like every couple of days. Like maybe twice, so $40 total.
Yeah.
But, you know, I wait to see how the service goes the first night. And then if it's good, the second night I will leave a 20 and then maybe the day we're leaving.
Well, then what do you make of this? Listen to this. In New York last week at the hotel we stayed at, on two different occasions, they made a mistake. For instance, they held our bags because when we got there, our room wasn't ready yet. So once we got there, they sent the bags up, but they left one bag downstairs. So we tipped initially when the bags came up, but then there was a second visit because they left one bag downstairs.
No, you do not tip on that one.
Gave another five.
She did? Oh,
wait,
wow.
That was a mistake.
That's their mistake. Same with room service. If they forget something, they have to come back.
Well, almost the same thing happened the next night. They made up the room, but they didn't leave us towels for some reason. I don't know what happened. There weren't towels. So we called, and then they brought towels, and again... They
really?
Were given $5.
Your wife is too nice.
I said you can't.
So down at the desk, they're going, "Hey, up in room 420." There's this.
They're very gullible.
This family, they're very gullible. Just like, let's take the covers and don't leave them any covers, and then they'll call and you get a ticket.
Right.
It's so great.
Every mistake costs us money.
So no. Well, the question is, do you do that? Do you? And I just leave $5 every morning.
That better. Actually,
you know, even when I'm leaving, I feel like, you know, they've either prepared the room nicely for you or they've cleaned up after you.
But sometimes,
and they're not paid well.
Switch, like,
yes.
I noticed in Mexico there was somebody different cleaning our room every day, and then Terry left her a bunch of money, or the wait staff a bunch of money, the maid staff a bunch of money, and I said, but this that
I like
that
the $5 a day thing.
The $5 a day thing seems right.
Is that
to
enough
me.
For
well,
a single person I should leave $10 a day.
I have talked to hotel housekeepers when, you know, occasionally, and most of them say most people don't leave tips. So $5 is, they really appreciate it because they don't all
right.
get it. They don't expect, I think they don't expect it, so that it's kind of a nice thing. At $5, I mean, you certainly tip more for less service, right? If you go to a bar and someone fixes you up a drink and they pour you a beer put it in a mug and put it on the counter, they usually tip them $1, right?
Yeah.
A buck. Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for what? How many seconds of effort that is. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm saying that if you look at the amount of time it takes to clean a hotel room and get it just right, get the hospital corners on the bed, it's pretty good.
I hate tipping. So, I really do.
Well,
because sometimes you don't know when to do it.
Well, see, this is the thing that Uber has, this thing where you don't tip.
Uh-huh.
And the drivers are upset about this. And there's a proposal in New York to require phone app ride-hailing services to have a tip option. Once you leave the car, Lyft has that. If any of you use Lyft, when you get out of the car, you Lyft, it says, "How is your service? Rated on stars. Would you like to tip the driver?" And they give you several options that are fairly modest, and you can tip if you'd like. in Uber, you have to like give them actually cash or else do a separate credit card transaction.
If you're tipping.
That's a pain.
And people don't like that. So my survey includes that. And I think I should give my results of my survey right now, don't you think?
Well, wait, not yet, Eric. Can you just hold that thought for a half a second, please?
Okay.
You two are a great team, by the way.
We'll find out the results to Eric's survey. And if you want to jump in, we're talking tipping. We're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Bill Leffin, it's Wendy Snyder. If you're just joining us, we had tons of people call and text saying that radio hosts and newspaper columnists should definitely be tipped,
oh,
and it's
absolutely.
True.
Absolutely, at That's holiday time?
Always,
totally.
Year-round. Yep.
They should so not. I think
we should have a tip jar just outside the window.
People would spit in it. They'd think it was a spittoon. Hi, Nick. Go ahead,
hey,
real quickly.
Hey, how you doing, Wendy? Well, listen, the problem with Mr. Zorn is both of these guys were too cheap to come up with the 20. This guy from AAA gives him great service, gets him out of a rut, out of no man's land, and he's standing there. Both of these guys know they should have tipped them, but neither one of them wanted to come up with the 20. That's what that problem is.
Eric,
this
why are you so heartless?
Good,
why?
No, this guy's got a good job.
The caller is right. We messed up, and we're going to mail him. We're going to mail him a 20. So,
Mr. Zorn, you're taking all kinds of. You're a grown man. You know when to tip.
No, you know what? Is that
right,
true?
Wendy?
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know sometimes when I should tip. Should I?
If you're thinking about it, Wendy, tip them.
All right. Should we send you a tip for calling, Nick?
No, I listen for nothing.
Good. We like you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Nick. Well, you're a grown-up, Eric.
Let me tell you what the population so far says. I've put this poll online. It's at chicagotribune.com/Zorn if people want to go take it. Runs through the end of the week. 31% of the people responded to this tow truck question. And just real briefly for those who are just tuning in, I was riding with a friend. We got our truck stuck in the mud, and we had to call a tow truck to pull us out.
Yeah.
And it was covered through AAA, and we just sort of drove off, thank you, and thinking that it was all paid for. But then we thought, like, 2 minutes too late that we should have tipped them. And so we're going to mail them a tip. But the... So 31% of respondents to this survey said that he was doing the job his employer pays him for. Don't tip him. But 65% of people thought that we should have tipped him $10 or more.
Yeah.
32% said $20, which is what we thought. Now the question also.
What was the bill? Remind me what did it cost you to get
nothing,
the service?
Because it was AAA.
Well, it was
right?
AAA, so I did call the company. They said that it was $150 for an hour. I mean, it was a guy had to drive out to us.
So you know, 20% of that is $30.
So 20% would have been $30. So, you know, but 20 seemed like
20
I mean,
is fair.
Yeah, I
20
think.
Seemed about right. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, maybe
20 is a good tip.
How long did it take?
Not too. I mean, it wasn't one of those. He hooked us up. Well, but he had to drive out to us. We were 10 miles out in the country. So.
Well, that's what he does for a living.
Yeah. No. See, I'm still going with 20. But
okay.
So do you guys remember what has the percentage amount on tips at restaurants changed in your lifetime? Do you think? Did it used to be lower than it is now?
It's usually standard is 15 to 20%.
I always tip 20%.
Yeah. See, I kind of remember it being 15 for a long time, and then it was 18, and I can't do 18. I can't do that math, but I can do 20.
Yeah, 20
is easy to do. I just ask people approximately how much do you tip restaurant servers when they provide good service. Not, you know, if it's great service, obviously sometimes you get more. 96% of people so far. Say they tip 20% or more.
Good.
So I was surprised by
Very
that.
Good.
I thought, and nobody any lower. I asked this question about leaving a tip each morning for the person who cleans your hotel room. And again, about a third of the people, 36%, say no, they don't leave one because they're just doing the job they're paid for. It's not a tipping situation. But and 37% said just a couple of bills, you know, a couple of dollars, maybe. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I used to just give $1 per person, figuring that each person has an impact on the room.
Oh yeah,
it seems a little bit too cute, doesn't it? I mean, just $5. They got to clean the room. They got to do some. They got to clean the bathroom. They got to clean everything. One extra person probably doesn't make that much difference. So I said $5.
I like your $5 a day.
Yeah, 27% said that, and more than five. Only 1% said more than $5. Then I asked about this Uber situation. Should Uber and have an option in the app that allows you to add a tip after you get out of the car, like Lyft does? And a surprising percentage of people said yes. 70% of people said they would like that option. That they would, you know, as I said, Uber tries to sell their service as no tipping is really, say no tipping necessary, no tipping required. So,
we have a current Uber driver right now who wants to remain anonymous but wants to weigh in on the situation. Go ahead, current Uber driver.
Hello, folks. Okay, so here's the story. I actually drive for both Lyft and Uber. I will say that the tipping on Lyft is nice. If somebody is in my Uber and they offer to tip me, at first I say, no, that's okay. Really, just if you enjoy the ride, give me a 5-star rating. That's a great tip. That'll keep me in business. That's fine. If they insist, they'll just give me a few dollars. Every so often, I'll have somebody who, for some reason, I'm not complaining, I'm just saying, they'll offer to give me like 15, 20 bucks, and they'll need change. And that's where the problem comes in, because I don't carry cash. Not a whole lot of people carry cash anymore. So it's not like I carry a wad of singles with me to give the money back. So right. I actually miss out on tips because I can't take that 20 and give them 10 back because I don't have any cash.
So do you agree with me and 70% of the respondents that Uber ought to have that option that Lyft has? If you drive Lyft, you know that someone can throw a couple of bucks at you after they get out of your car.
They really, really should. Ever since this whole drop Uber thing, it's been harder for drivers to get more fares, no matter what Uber says. It did affect at least the Chicagoland area. And it's just the amount of people that drive with Uber is not as much as it was. So we need all the help we can get.
That would make it easier to give you a tip if you want to, you know?
Yeah, I that's why I prefer Lyft to Uber. I like to be able to tip the drivers. I mean, a lot of them, I don't know about the caller, but a lot of drivers are, you know, they're that's how they're making their money right now. And it's
right.
Tough. And, you know,
hey, drive safely, Uber driver, okay?
Thank you, folks. You guys are great. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So another question, we have just a couple seconds.
Yes.
Right? But
yes.
Do you toss tips into tip jars at coffee shops and other places that offer counter service? And 48% of people said occasionally. And I would say that's true of me too. Occasionally I'll do it for some, I'll get the whim and do it.
Mm-hmm. Do it with the extra change I don't feel like putting back in my wallet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there's that Wendy lady who gives us the pennies.
They're lucky to get anything.
Yeah. 24% say never. 19% said usually.
Really?
8% said always. I think always is a bit much. Because there are all these situations, like when you're picking up food at a restaurant, a restaurant that has carry out but mm-hmm. is also a sit down place. Do you tip there?
No, I don't.
I do.
I do not. Why?
I do, and I don't know. Because like at the places I do it, there is some effort involved. It's the guy who's up front, and he has to go back in the kitchen and round up the food and put it in a bag and stuff. And I
he's
feel
he's not
like,
making it. You should tip the chef.
I don't. But you know what? You're right.
He's the guy who
That's
should get
the
tip.
That's the guy who should get the tip on this. But I always feel like there's some effort being given, and you know, I do, but I probably shouldn't. But
if I'm picking it up, I am not tipping. I am paying what they've decided to. The
That's
price
why
to
people
be.
Like
what
Bill
about the
better
places?
I know.
What about
you
the
do,
places?
You do, Eric?
No, I don't. Not me. Are you kidding?
Oh.
Me?
There's restaurants that do that curbside thing where you call in advance and then you let them know when you're in their by their curb and then they come
they
out.
They do.
And bring you the food.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of places
I'd
by
tip
me
them.
That do that. I tip them as well.
But you should.
Yeah.
This is why Bill has no money.
Right. Completely broke. But how about that?
Well, tip Eric for his.
Yeah, Eric, hold on. Here's a couple bucks
for the effort.
Here's a couple dollars. That's Eric Zorn. Read him in the Chicago Tribune. We'll find out what Elise Glink has on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.